A popular Outcast production.
Another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. I'm your host, Mike Carpenter!
Hooray!
Whee! So, yeah. So I'm hanging out with Phil Gussman.
Phil Gussman.
Of the Cool Kids. Of the Cool Kids podcast.
Of the Cool Kids.
The real Popular Outcast.
Yeah, yes.
The original Popular Outcast.
Don't now give props to...
Yeah, I know. Fuck them. This is my podcast. I don't have to be nice to them.
Fair enough.
And I'm also here with... There's too many looks being given that can't be heard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And, I don't know, you introduce yourself. I don't know how...
I'm not very good at introducing myself. Kelsey Blue.
You didn't make that card yet?
No, I haven't. I still don't have my business card, so I really don't know how to introduce myself. Yeah.
Sorry.
Kelsey Blue of... There's nothing that I'm notable for.
Did you know... We spent a whole episode talking about how she's notable, like she has so many cool things.
Oh, yeah.
That she should make a business card with just 5 facts, and when she, like, meets new people, don't even talk, just hand that to them.
That's
and
fun.
Then they'll
Kelsey Blue of the... archery instructor variety.
Yeah. Somebody on Facebook commented on the Popular Outcasts episode, one of the, like, you know, like, this week, blah, blah, blah. And they said, Kelsey has a really good voice for radio. When is she going to start her, or you should get her a podcast?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I really do. I listen.
Yeah.
I would need a partner, though, because I think it would just get super rambly if it was just myself. I know, I want 2G to do a podcast with me really badly.
That would be dope.
Because I think it would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I'm going to steer this one, if you don't mind, a little bit.
Steer away.
Can I steer my podcast?
Go ahead, Captain.
It's my house, but it's your podcast.
Sorry. Eat myself.
So, so this is the first episode in 2 weeks, since all 10 listeners of my podcast have heard me.
It's not 10 listeners.
That's not much more. But
it is.
Anyway.
You're big in Finland.
Norway.
Norway.
Technically, I'm big everywhere, because I'm a large man.
Well played.
Yeah. Blurp. So, yeah. So, I moved. I now live here again, in Mystery Area.
Hooray.
Yeah. I like to be as non-local as possible, so... Yeah. But yeah, I moved back to my hometownish area.
Mm-hmm.
No longer in the mountains. In the fucking... The mountains of...
Moria.
Oof. Thank God. Fuck that place.
Make you psycho, man.
Oof. Word. But yeah. So... God, I don't know where to go. I'm trying to think of where to go in my own head of thoughts.
Your head of thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Look,
is that inside or around your actual head?
Yeah.
Is it like a cloud?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cloud of thoughts.
Or is it like a soul? Souls are in your head, right?
Yeah, I think it's a whole body thing.
Maybe.
Well, if you cut the head off, the soul dies.
Oh.
That's science.
Thanks, Bill Nye.
Oh my God, there was some kid I worked with. One of my managers at my old store tried to convince me that they have proved a soul exists, because when you die, your body instantly weighs less. That's because your soul is leaving the body.
Makes sense.
Your soul has a weight, it has to be a thing. He's trying to prove me. He's like, no, it's been proven with science. I want to punch him in the face.
Refer him to...
It's that, the what, 14-ounce theory, or what was it?
21 grams.
21 yeah. grams, sorry, yeah.
No. Refer to him to Serving Ice episode.
I referred to him to facts.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. We actually discussed that on Serving Ice. Did you? And I think it's...
Yeah, well, I referred to him to the fact that it was a study done, like, 1914, or when the hell it was.
Yeah, and the guy, and, like... There was out of, what, like, 12 patients?
Yeah, one of them lost weight or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, the guy was an asshole, just an idiot. And yeah. It wasn't science, and...
Right.
I'm just like...
It wasn't science like creationism.
Yeah.
Scientology. Dragons.
Or science.
It has the word science right in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
I want to go to the Creationist Museum so bad.
Dude. Oof. Dylan, Justin, and I have been talking about it.
I know.
Should be a popular Outcast field trip.
Yeah. That would be so dope. It would be the best.
That would be so fun.
Let's go.
You could do a podcast on the bus just with everybody.
Yeah.
I want to come too.
Okay. Yeah. So you, why wouldn't you? Do you guys want to wear clan robes?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm wearing them right now.
They're underneath this outfit.
Mine are in the wash.
The listeners don't know if I'm lying or not.
Exactly.
So, anyway, so yeah, I moved back, and I've been gone for 2 weeks because I've been busy as fuck with work and seeing people I haven't seen in a long time and hanging out with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I wish there was that was a pretty good vocal representation of the movements you made.
I just did a lot of arm flailing, listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
So, can I say that you're my girlfriend, or should I just bleep that sentence out?
You can say it.
So, Kelsey Blue is my girlfriend.
I ain't ashamed.
Yeah.
Am I? No.
Am I?
Luckily, you didn't ask me, because I'm like, yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. If you're not, you should be.
The internet is a fire. Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Yep.
That is a cool thing.
Yep.
I'm pretty happy about it.
I mean, things seem to be...
Me too.
Good!
I just said that so unhappily. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. Ugh. God.
Things are working out so far.
Count me now.
You just have a cigar. A fedora. Just very jaded.
You're wearing a fedora and an undershirt that's dirty.
Oof.
Black suspenders that have seen better days.
Yes. They're definitely draped down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Some dress pants that, like, the incredibly wrinkled. You slept in them. You slept in those.
Your lapels are must.
What's going on right now?
You're the one who was like, hey, it's midnight. Let's record a podcast with two goofy people.
Yeah. Well, so, anyway. Any hoozles.
Any hoozles.
I'm going to steer this ship.
Please do.
Right into a cliff.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Yeah. So, I just kicked the table. So, I'm back, and I'm going to start doing more guest episodes.
That's awesome.
I have plans for the future. Hopefully, they work out.
What are those plans?
Having Kelsey wink at me awkwardly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Never apologize.
I want to do an episode with Kelsey and just have like a... I want to do a couple episodes with Kelsey at some point, but I don't know. A couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to do another Chris episode with Chris Rao.
Like, you have a lot of options now that you're here.
I know. That's a good thing. Like, I can actually have like... I feel like I can have an actual podcast again that doesn't suck. Because the last, like, few months were pretty fucking rough.
I don't know about that at all. I think that you did... with what you had, I think you did all right.
Well, with what I had two sticks.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing sticks together to make a fire. That's not...
It was a nice, warm fire.
Oh, you're sweet.
I listened to your scarf episode as I was walking to work the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was really cute.
Oh, you're cute.
You're cute.
Yeah. I told Kelsey I will do everything I can not to be mushy on this. Will not mush out.
Don't mush.
Mm.
You want to talk about mushy stuff, though.
Yeah. Just keep the mush private. Private mush.
That's what my parents always said to do.
Yeah.
Except for keep your mush private.
Mine always said keep your mushing private. Walk walked in on them one time at 1 o'clock in the morning. I felt really sick.
Did you ever walk in your parents having sex?
Yeah, totally. I was sick, like, I, you know, like, and I went to my mommy. Totally walked in, and I'm not going to describe the position they were in, but I've never done it. I'm going to write that down.
Shit. It's called reverse missionary.
Reverse 69.
Do you ever walk in anyone having sex? Like, parents and stuff? Family?
Yeah. Yeah, I walked in on my parents having sex.
Yeah.
I mean...
Was it hot?
I was never the same after.
It changed me.
It changed. Oh, God. Actually...
This is so conceited.
When I was, like, 6, I found my my parents' porn mags. Uh-huh. And that changed me, because then I told everybody at school.
Yeah, of course.
And then...
I hope my parents don't listen to this, but I don't really give a shit. But yeah, I walked in my parents having sex when I was a kid, and I totally used to... They would get Adam and Eve catalogs.
They... Adam and Eve used to, like, have, like, paper catalogs?
Yes.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's how... that's how I heard of Adam and Eve, because my parents' catalogs would come, and I would take them before they got them and jerk off to them.
Nice. Very nice.
What's up, Kels? Bet you're glad you made a good decision.
Oh, jeez. Just nervous laughter. I feel like that's what your listeners heard.
Yeah. But, yeah, fun times.
I remember when I was a youngster, I found my parents, or my, I assume it was just my dad's. He had, like, one magazine at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And, at one point, he had a Penthouse, and I used to remember reading the, there was one, you know, like, the Penthouse Forum stories. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And, oh, I know them.
I read this one, and I didn't even know what, like, masturbation was at all.
Yeah.
But I did it. I figured it out from reading the magazine. And, like, this woman who was, like, massaging this fella. And, you know, she washed his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dick. Trying to think how I learned to jerk off.
Well, I gotta tell you, this is the most important part of that whole thing, is that I remember reading in that story, and this might have fucked me up, that story.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about, like, how he bathed. It was basically one of those like quote unquote tales from the Orient. Like, this guy goes to, like, you know, Japan. And he meets a woman there, and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And in this story, this woman bathes him. And in the bath, she washes with the soap on his wee-wee.
Is that how they put it in the story?
I think it was cock in the member.
But you read wee-wee.
But I read wee-wee, because I was like, what's a cock? The boys have wee-wees. That must be something, like, weird. But I remember reading that... She washed it with soap, didn't rinse it, but put it in her mouth. And I was like, that's gross. Like, that, dude, you know how bad soap tastes?
That's like punishment.
Yeah, like, I was like...
She swore.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like, that fucked my head up for a little bit, because I was like, what? Like, is that what love is? You're willing to put, like, some soapy weenie in your mouth?
That sounds like love to me.
Did you guys, this is a little bit off topic, but did you guys have a lot of, like, girlfriends in elementary school?
Oh, no.
Not never, not once.
Yep.
Oh.
That was a weird fuck.
Me too.
I had a lot of boyfriends in elementary
school. I never got that. I never got, like, the point of it.
I remember I used to watch Pocahontas to learn how to kiss over and over again. I watched it over and over again just to learn how to kiss people. And I kissed a boy on a bus.
From a cartoon.
And he told me to go away. I still consider him a boyfriend.
Sure.
Was that your first kiss? What was your first kiss?
My first kiss was, I was very aggressive, I think, as a child. But there was this guy named Earl.
I like where this is going.
Who was a grade younger than me. And we were playing tag outside or something. And I just kissed him very sneakily behind the monkey bars. He also told me to go away.
So. Earl, if you're listening, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
It was Earl Jr.
Oh,
poor kid.
Fuck.
He was cute and chubby.
Bill, what was your first kiss? Wait, how old were you? elementary school, you said?
Seven. My first legitimate kiss was when I was 15, on the band bus.
Go band.
And it was nice. He's pretty, you know, is in a, what is it called, domestic partnership. Now, everybody I dated in high school is gay now.
Oh.
So, he's very happy with his partner.
Did he also tell you to go away?
Oh, no, we dated for, like, not 9 months.
Yeah, not until he,
you know.
Not until he was like, oh, I figured out these feelings now.
It was, like, the kind of dating where we kissed once or twice on the band bus and then just held hands a lot and were best friends.
So do you think you were a beard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the girl he dated after me was more of a beard because that was, like, a 3-year relationship.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But.
Mm. Word.
I was okay with it.
It's a goddamn shame.
First kiss, Bill.
First kiss.
First kiss. I almost kissed a girl in elementary school. We got very close, and then we heard a noise.
Story of my life.
Yeah. I think it was around, like, 17. I
was going to say, I don't feel bad now, because I was 17, first time I ever kissed a girl, and I was drunk as fuck.
I didn't.
So was she.
Yeah.
October 21st, 2005. My first kiss. Thing for dates.
I'll never forget.
I know where I was.
What was that thing? September...
12th?
I think it was, yes.
I mean, it was 18. November 9. I don't know if it was a senior high school or if it was a junior.
Yeah.
I was at a small get-together. A small, like, mixer.
A mixer. You know,
a nice classy high school drinking party.
Yeah.
But there was only like 5 of us there. And yeah, went there, got drunk, girl got drunk, started making out. Until she vomited. Actually, I think she puked first.
And then you kissed her?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Good. Fuck it.
High school.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, young love.
Yeah. You would have been the worst had you not kissed her.
I know. And it's because of like that. And then like her and I, we used to listen to that Drunk Girl song all the time. Because it just reminded me, it was just fun.
Mm,
that's why.
Good song.
Yeah. But that song reminds me of my first kiss, because my first kiss was kissing a drunk girl.
Hmm.
But I was drunk, so I don't feel bad about our creepy.
No.
Yeah, we're both underage, so fuck it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It'd be creepy if she was underage and I wasn't.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Cool. What? Silence.
When I was when I was in high school, I was invited to a party.
Just one?
Yeah, it got busted. I was the only person who wasn't drinking. That's high school. And I got invited because I overheard about it, and the kid was like the kid who lived down the street.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I couldn't have just.
I didn't go to one party.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever went to a legitimate party in high school.
And my parents were really strict, so I wasn't allowed to go, but I honestly don't think I would have partook anyway, because I just was busy reading books.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I was going to say, the only party I went to, and that I wouldn't even consider that to be a party, like, that little thing where I made out with that girl, like, that was, my friend's parents were gone for the weekend, so she's like, I'm going to have 3 or 4 people over. I was one of those people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really a party. We just kind of sat around and played board games and drank.
Word.
Yeah.
Woo. It's a good time. Board games are fun.
I like Scrabble.
Scrabble's fun, but, I mean, it takes forever.
I hate Scrabble.
I know.
How do you hate Scrabble?
God, I hate it so much.
You're an English major. You're supposed to love Scrabble.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's in the rules. It says, like, 2 to 4 players.
Somebody tried to get me to play Words with Friends. Somebody tried to get me to play Words with Friends once, and I played one game and was like, this is just fake Scrabble. No.
I think I said a similar thing. Someone asked me,
yeah.
You were there for that, weren't you? So I thought it was Bennett or someone said, like, do you play Words with Friends? I'm like, no. I play fucking Scrabble like a man.
Yeah.
Like a goddamn adult.
I don't like traditional board games. Like, somebody asked me when I was in school, they wanted to have a board game night, and they wanted to play Monopoly. And I looked my friend in the eye, and I told him I would rather die than play Monopoly with him.
Dylan ruined Monopoly for me.
Yeah?
Well, if you ever get a chance to play Monopoly with Dylan, say no.
Okay.
Because he will, like, create alliances with people and create, like, mega conglomerates, and it's the worst. He will cheat so bad, but he will say it's not cheating.
Right.
Oh, my God, I hate it. I've never been so mad than playing Monopoly with Dylan.
I've never thought that Dylan was a Monopoly guy.
He's...
I would think that he'd be against it and all, like... Oh. Just, like, too corporate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then he becomes...
He knows how to take advantage of capitalism.
Yeah, yeah. He becomes Donald Trump in that game, and that's the amazing. Worst.
Oof. It's incredible.
Like, adjusting his toupee. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys, I'm glad you called before you just stopped over. I was definitely in my pajamas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would have been okay. Are they footies?
I wish.
I wish too.
I really, really, really want to get a pair of footy pajamas. How do we make this happen?
Ugh.
Buy them?
Interwebs.
I was going to say, the internet exists.
I'm sure. I've actually seen them at Walmart, which I don't think I'd recommend because it was all, like, Steelers and, like, bunny rabbits and stuff. So I think you can do better.
Bunny rabbits would be cool.
Girl. yeah. Footy pajamas are awesome, but I want them to have the butt flap.
Yeah, they have
that. It's really important.
It is.
I don't think, as a 6'4", 300-pound man, that I should ever wear footy pajamas.
Oh, you should.
I think it would be terrifying.
Especially that as would a 6'4". Yeah.
I think it would be So what'd you say?
Especially as a 6'4", man.
Oh, I don't...
A soda pop.
Look underneath.
I know, but I didn't want to disrupt.
Look with your special
eyes. I didn't want to disrupt.
No, I was going to say, like, you tell me what you want, and I'll get it.
Can I get a wild cherry Pepsi?
I mean, like, you're allowed to do it. I was just...
No, you do it. You do it.
I'm ready.
No, you go.
Do you want anything while I'm down here?
No. Well...
Blowjob?
That's what I was going to go for.
Just don't come in my mouth.
Thank you, sir.
I'll spit it right in yours.
Good. Come into it.
Snowballing.
Yeah. Snowballing's a
robot humped. A friend of mine posted a photograph on Facebook. One of my friends, a fellow by the name of Jason Nicholson, oftentimes posts old school pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 37, and to see pictures of yourself from 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So weird. So weird.
I was just showing her pictures of me from high school.
Are you in high school in these pictures?
No.
Right after.
I also have, like, a lot of, my friend Mark, he...
Wahlberg?
Yes, Mark Wahlberg. Wahlberg? Wahlburn. Who's Mark Wahlburn? Fuck him.
He's some asshole. Hey, Mark. Fuck off.
Yeah. No, Mark...
You were so close.
Mark Smith. Mark W. Mm. He
Smith
posts...
starts with W.
It's... Alright, I'll tell you the thing.
It's late and fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you the thing.
This will be fun to listen to for everybody.
His last name is Wojkiewicz, but it's spelled Wojike. Yeah, like...
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
so this isn't pertinent to the story, but, I don't think.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because, like, when people would be like, when he would write it or whatever, sign his name, or, like, they would see it, and they'd be like, how do you pronounce your name? And he would just say Smith.
Oh, that is pretty
funny.
Yeah. But, you asked. Anyway.
Yeah, what was the point of the Mark story?
He also posts photographs.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
He recently posted several videos of me in my, like, third band, because I was with him. Like,
what was
him
the name?
That band was called Face Down.
Okay. I love band names.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Too. My first band was Julius Seizure.
That's awesome.
It was great. Second band name, which I named, was Drunk Muppet.
that's better.
Yeah. There was also Methyl Vermin.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Every time my dream band names.
No.
You can continue to, just before I forget it.
Yeah.
I have weird dreams about being in bands a lot or being a DJ.
Uh-huh.
The one I had a dream that I was in band with a friend of mine and we were called the Mailbone Steam Packet.
Wow.
Mail is in mail, not letters, but mail is in M-A-L-E.
Yeah.
So we were the Mailbone Steam Packet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means. I have no fucking idea what that means. That, I will have a tattoo of it someday.
Yeah.
I love it. The Mailbone Steam Packet.
That's and pretty then awesome.
I had a dream that I was a DJ and my DJ name was Cotton Adder.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's what I use for that. Yeah. That's what I use now for all my like electronic yeah. music. I'm Cotton Adder. Yeah. I don't know what Cotton Adder means. I don't get it. It sounds snakey though.
It is.
An adder is a snake.
I know, and then Cottonmouth. So like I assume like Cotton Adder. Maybe I had a weird snake thought that day or something. And
yeah.
My dream farted it out. But Cotton Adder and Mailbone Steam Packets.
I like it.
Just a packet. Singular.
Packet, just
the,
one.
The Mailbone Steam Packet.
Yeah.
Which I still wanna know what that means. I don't know.
Well, and it's funny because you have the, and it's usually like a band that has the, it's a pluralized name. And then, yeah, you don't have the pluralized name. That's,
yeah.
That's
I told my friend, he said a Mailbone Steam Packet would be a, and it's so gross, and I'm going to apologize for saying this in front of you, because it's gross, but a dry cum shot.
Got my big problems.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it would be a Mailbone Steam Packet.
What's that? I've never heard of semen.
Semen? But yeah, so...
Semen. I semen all the time.
But like, if you were dehydrated and you were to come and it came out as a puff, that would be a Mailbone Steam Packet.
Pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
That's very but, fucking funny.
Yeah, so if I ever have a band, the Mailbone Steam Packet.
It's pretty good.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, that would be a fun story.
Yeah, it was.
I was wrong.
No, that was a fun story.
I was mistaken.
No, you were unmistaken. And now you're unforgiven.
Boom.
Unforgettable.
And now you're unforgettable.
Anyway.
Bang. Get those cold people in here.
That's not a racist.
No, that's their last name.
I'm just kidding.
It always gets to racist with you.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Band stuff.
Face Down. That was more, that was fun.
Why Face Down? Is that a sex thing or is it like a violence thing? Or it, both? Sexual violence.
It was, probably a violence thing. It was, or like a dead thing.
Pretty hardcore.
It was, basically, here's how, like, those four bands got named. Late night at Staples, the band sitting around a table writing names down.
The tables at Staples?
Oh, Kinko's, I'm sorry. Kinko's.
I've never been to Kinko's. What is a Kinko's?
They print shit for you.
Oh.
So we would go there that night, right? And this is almost every band that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
We would go there. We would fill out, like, we'd have papers upon papers, because they give it to you for free, to, like, you know, scratch paper. And we would, like, write down words and names and, like, and just pass them around and be like, that sucks, that sucks, that's all right, that's not bad, put it in this pile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how it came up, you know? And then you would, the same night, typically, design the logo and then go to the counter person and have them print you stickers. So, like, that night, the day that your band was named...
Mm-hmm.
You had stuff to give away or sell.
Hmm.
I still have a Julius Caesar sticker on the inside of my lunchbox.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have to find
oh,
it.
Oh, man, I bet there would be an awesome logo for the Mailbone Steam Packet.
There would be. Yeah.
What would it be? Work a on that.
Giant...
I'll get to work. Get out my sketchbook.
You could actually, like, you know, just have a bone, like a femur.
Uh-huh.
That's, like... Got a puff coming out of the top. Like with lips on it.
Yeah, I don't know where my brain came up with that, but Mailbone, I never forgot it. I woke up from the dream and called my friend instantly.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, dude, you'll never guess what. We're in a band called the Mailbone Steam Packet. And it's like 6 in the morning. He's like, what the fuck are you talking
what?
About?
Yeah. I wonder if my lunchbox is actually in here, because I could show you.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that. Julius Caesar. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to grab that then before you
were
go.
You in a band?
No.
No? Never did a band thing?
Nope.
Well, guess what?
Now you are.
Yep. We're in a band.
We're in a trio. The Mailbone Steam Packet.
I would love that.
When... Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, I wasn't going to go further in that sentence. I was done. I was done with that.
Been perfect timing. And when I moved here, I started playing with a band called Room, which was R-H-E-U-M, like room, like rheumatic, like phlegm.
Yeah, got it.
Nice. And then we changed our name. I want to say that there was a name between these two, but it was Room and then Switchback.
I like that.
It was one of those things, yeah. I'm looking back on it, not gonna lie.
Sorry.
I don't blame you.
It reminds me of like an 80s hardcore band.
Oh, we were like a 90s hardcore band.
Ah.
There, like, the lyrics were...
I'm glad I made a good decision not
liking
it.
Yeah. It was like E-Town Concrete.
Yeah.
Like that sort of music. Or like... From E-Town Concrete to Hatebreed, we went very far.
Hatebreed is what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like, it sounds like it'd be a Hatebreed cover band.
I don't think we did any Hatebreed covers.
No.
Pretty sure we... There was a song called...
Of course there was.
I had nothing to do with that. Cut that out, please.
For reals?
Yeah, for reals.
Alright.
I'll tell you the story afterwards.
Okay.
It might hurt some feelings.
Alright, I might make a loud noise.
That way you know.
It'll show me a sound, spike, so I can, when I'm looking at the sound file, I can, because you're looking like, why the hell did I just clap in my microphone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Audio engineering.
Yeah, I knew you got
it. It's very advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no.
I'm a girl. I don't do the science.
No, but just like when you look at the entire file, you'll see a giant spike. Yeah. And I'll just be like, oh, that's where it claps. I know that. I'll leave a listen. I don't give a fuck about this. I don't care if they know I edited something out. I just.
right.
It's just the fact that they don't know what I edited out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, listeners. Sorry. Just kidding. All 10 of you.
Yeah. He loves you.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to show it. Bad childhood, you know.
Pretty much.
And then we became Anubis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Isn't there already a band called Anubis?
It's Incubus.
Yeah.
you're saying it wrong.
You're just fucking dumb.
It's Taproot.
Yes, duh. Taproot, I liked for a minute.
Yeah, they had that one song.
Yeah. Gift. Probably.
I don't know.
Anyway, and then finally, Martian Conspiracy Theory.
Which I like a lot.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn.
Sure, go ahead and plug your band on my show, Bill.
Don't you like it?
Oh, I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, thank you. For I record. Appreciate that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite?
No.
Whatever?
Yeah, I just throw it on. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't remember song lyrics. The only thing, the vocals slightly bother me, but like, not like... I don't know. I think it's the recording. Like, yeah. It's just, I don't know. The vocals are just...
Me. Could be, yeah. It basically boils down to...
I would love to see it live. Different. Yeah. Live, I would love it. Yeah. I like it a lot recorded, but like, just, yeah.
Hashtag soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Something about the vocals. Like, I like either A, really shitty vocals,
uh-huh.
Or B, really good vocals.
Right.
And it's neither.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So it's just kind of in between.
It's not, yeah.
And like some tracks sound really good and some tracks sound not really good. Like vocal wise, it's all the vocals. Yeah. I'm not trying to shit on your vocal dude either. I feel like I'm shit-talking your vocalist.
No. I know what you mean, yeah. It basically boils down to it's either you like it or you don't.
Yeah, you know. But yeah. I mean, I listen to it constantly, so fucking.
Yeah.
You know. Exactly. Not like I'm shit-talking it, because I listen to it a lot.
Yeah. We all appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all good.
By the time this goes up, they'll give you the Reverb Nation. Now, we're working on that.
Cool,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, try to give it away as much as possible.
Give it away now.
Hey, guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com, click on the purple banner for Amazon, and clear your cookies first. You can go to Amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we can look taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you.
saw something on Google Play. Somebody posted something on Reddit that, like, they downloaded the Red Hot Chili Peppers Greatest Hits album or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it was show, or like they were looking at the album and like it, you know, it has like the track listing and then the amount that the song costs.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it was like, you know, Suck My Kiss was $1.49 and Californication was $1.49 and Give It Away was free.
Oh, that's fun. I want to ask, there's an app. I wish I had an iPhone so I could get it because I have an Android, but one of my favorite
bands. BreakMyDick.com?
No.
Is that a thing?
No.
You say BreakMyDick.com?
I said no. Rate.
Oh, no, right.
Break my dick.
It sounds like something you've just made in your free time. And yeah. You're like, I don't want to talk about it.
I think you said break. BreakMyDick.com.
Change the subject.
Is that like Idiocracy? Ow, my balls.
Anyway, so like one of my favorite medley bands, We Butter the Bread with Butter. that's you almost
what?
Spit take. Yeah, that's a great name.
Holy shit,
that is. They're a German extreme metal band. Symphonic somewhat, but they're fantastic.
That's cool.
But they have an iPhone app called, I think it's just called like the Make Your Own Breakdown app. And like pretty much it just like, you just like kind of play a little drum tack, and then there's just like little buttons you can push, and it's like jun jun jun. And just like real small little things so you can make your own breakdowns, make your own like metal breakdowns.
That's really awesome.
It's a free app. I want it really bad, but like I don't have a goddamn Android or I don't have an iPhone. So,
yeah, I'll switch. Yeah,
I just think it'd be fun. And like it's all like fire and super metal. Like the whole point of that band. Like they made a band to make fun of like the current like trends and like metalcore and all that kind of bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just got really good. So they actually started making real music.
Right.
So they're kind of like this like really good band now, stuck with this silly ass name. It's just like,
right.
They're great. I love them.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was just two dudes. It was just two dudes on a laptop just like making like, just like making the most like ironically shitty, but like,
oh yeah, yeah. Like
breakdown-y bullshit metal.
Dude, I did that too once.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But like, then they just started like being really good.
Uh-huh.
And they started doing live shows and had like a full band and now they're on like their third, technically fourth studio album if you count the one EP.
That's awesome. But,
yeah, God, they're fucking great.
Did you do lyrics to your,
No.
To your, okay, I did one. Once I recorded it and then I sent it to a bunch of people.
Oh, really?
And then I uploaded it to like Kazaa or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And like tagged it with one of those like Nirvana covering Metallica.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Enter Sandman, whatever. But the lyrics, the only lyrics were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is a countdown to our hate. Oh. What the fuck does that mean?
That's so cringeworthy.
Well, yeah, I did it on purpose.
No, like, granted, I've done vocals to tracks.
Right.
But there was no lyrics.
Oh, yeah,
it would
just
be pointless screaming, because it's just fun.
Yeah.
No, and no one will ever hear it. No one will ever hear it.
I remember telling one of my friends, I was like, this is a... I was like, oh, I found this band called Black Death. That's what I called it. And I was like, you gotta check out this thing.
Black Death?
And I was, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a band called Black Death.
I know.
Okay.
This was the 90s. It didn't matter.
Oh.
It was like 2000. But anyway, so like, I would send this file to people and just be like...
It was literally 2 years ago.
It was 4 months ago. Dude, you gotta check out this band. Didn't I send it to you? Oh, shit. But yeah, I would send it to people and be like, oh, you gotta check out this band. And you know how, like, sometimes in those silly recordings, you hear, like, people at the beginning talking.
Oh, yeah.
Or at the end and, like, okay. Or, like, I remember at the end, you could definitely hear, like, I took a sample. You gonna make it?
Yeah, I'm dying.
Oh, no. Do you want some medication?
Sorry.
I have cocaine. I mean...
Do you have meth?
You know Ritalin is actually an amphetamine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yes, actually, I kind of do.
Now, if someone has ADHD really bad and they take coke, will it, like, have the same effect as, like, Ritalin would on them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, coke will slow them down?
I've done coke ones.
Yeah.
I sat at the kitchen table like this.
The listeners are going to love the way you're positioned right now.
I am not... Describe how I'm sitting.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
Nonchalant. Didn't comfortable. Know. Ooh, my stomach's going all fucking rumbling.
It's
going
to eat you.
The Red Lobster.
I was going to say Red Lobster. Them goddamn Cheddar Bay biscuits.
If you need to drop something off.
No, at the shelter.
We don't talk about that, Bill.
At the shelter. Oh.
Because there's only bathroom talk.
I don't.
That's okay. I was just saying if you need to go take a shit. I don't talk about bathroom stuff. I'm just saying if you need to drop dukes.
Please don't ever say drop dukes again.
No, you said it.
I know. I can't take it back.
But it felt free, didn't it?
I'll believe it.
No.
I'll believe it when you say it.
You should.
This is the best day.
Yeah. This podcast is... This is a fun episode.
It better fucking be the fun episode.
How long are we at? Oh, wow. It's been 42 minutes.
Shit, son.
This will be the longest episode I've had in a year.
Yeah.
Realistically. Probably. I miss having, like, 2 and 3 hour episodes.
Yeah.
The X episode was almost 3 hours. I think it was 2:55, I think. 2:51. No, I don't know. It was long as fuck.
That was weird. It wasn't weird.
This is
weird.
Yeah, that is weird. You with the, I can't take you without glasses.
I know, it's so bizarre.
It really is. Oof.
Yeah.
Like me without glasses.
Yeah.
No.
It's very, it's strange how, and, like, you think about, like, I don't know a lot of dudes who do this, but women will go with the glasses or without. Like, yeah. You know, it happens. Oh. It happens. Or, like, a lot of times, like...
Yeah, I don't know any guys who, like, sometimes wear them and sometimes don't.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of girls who do that. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Is that a thing? Is that a real thing? Or is that just, like,
in my experience? I don't have glasses.
I think a
lot of girls just, if they're having a day where they don't feel like putting contacts in, they'll wear their glasses.
Yeah. I couldn't do contacts. If I would, I would have to wear sunglasses.
I
need glasses.
I need sunglasses.
So I'll probably do contacts, too, when I get them.
Why not?
Because I can't. Why not
wear goggles?
Swimming goggles? I don't swim that often. I can only doggy paddle underwater swim.
You don't
I can't
look like
actually
a fool.
Swim.
Can you really not swim?
No, not really.
Really?
No, I sink.
Aw.
Well, that's because you're a witch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Witches sink.
I'm like...
No, it's, swimmer. If they were human, they would sink. If they were witches, they would float.
Yeah.
So there was no winning.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's like you're gonna die either way.
Yeah, if you float,
then
they
float.
They pull you out and...
Burn you at the stake.
Burn.
Witch.
Burn, witch.
I want to teach you how to swim.
I know.
It was a valuable life lesson.
I can underwater swim.
Yeah, but that
won't
help you
from Little Mermaid.
Drowning.
I look like a glorious fish. but I can't swim in any real context. I can't tread water either.
Would you think that a glorious fish would have legs?
Yeah.
So, like, if someone's like threw you into like 10 foot of water, like
I would be able to swim like just like I can't swim above the water like freestyle. What is it called? What am I doing right now? Is this
freestyle?
Like,
yeah.
I can't do that.
Can you tread water?
I just told you that I couldn't tread water.
Oh.
Sorry.
So you would die.
No, I would swim.
If you were in a swimming pool...
And there was no way out.
That was all the way 10 foot. It was 10 foot deep everywhere. And there was frictionless sides, so you couldn't, like, hold on to a side.
Oh, I would die for sure.
You would just drown.
And there were alligators in the pool.
I think about even if I tread water then.
With machine guns.
Machine guns.
You'd probably die.
I would just... Yes. I mean, I think anyone would, even if they could tread water.
I mean,
in that scenario that you just... laid out for me.
You're probably right. Unless
I think anybody would
be fucked.
Oh, see, no, you didn't mention I would have my bow and arrow with me.
Right, then, yeah.
And I would...
Drowned.
Yes.
But you'd look like Hawkeye doing it.
Katniss.
Oh. Yes.
Can I teach you how to swim someday?
I don't believe that you know how to swim.
That's why I look at Bill. Did you hear this bitch just said?
Can you believe this dummy is, like, talking about how I can't swim?
Listen.
Doesn't she see the 5 gold medals hanging from my neck, motherfucker?
Listen.
That would be hilarious. He just pulled them out of his shirt.
Flop. Here's my medals, bitch.
Like
an Italian. Turns out I'm Olympic gold medalist. In the butterfly.
Didn't tell you because I didn't want you thinking you were coming after my money.
Yeah.
My Wheaties deal.
I'm actually a fantastic swimmer, for the record. Not even bullshitting. I'm the best swimmer ever.
Can you freestyle?
Yep.
Can you do the backhand?
Yep.
Can you float?
Yep.
Can you stand on... Can you do a handstand?
Underwater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I grew up in swimming pools. I'm a motherfucking swim master.
Are you an amphibian?
Did you, I'm Michael did you really Phelps. Grow up in swimming pools?
Literally, I'm amphibious.
You liar.
Literally, I have gills behind my ears.
You keep saying water. That word. I don't think you know what it means.
Well, not anymore. Now it means that.
I was going to say,
fucking dickhead.
You can teach me how to swim.
I just feel it would be a valuable life lesson in case you ever fall into a swimming pool.
I do tend to jump into water. Haphazardously.
So it's probably
which
a good
I feel
idea.
Is believable if
yeah.
you know me.
Yeah.
So
it's probably a good idea I should teach you how to swim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you swimming lessons.
Oh.
We get you floaties.
I can exist in water for short periods of time. I don't need floaties.
Yeah, but and then once your breath is done, then you drown.
What happens if your if your arms get tired when you have floaties, and then like your head's on the water, but your arms are straight
and
up?
And you start doing pull-ups. When I was younger, I used to watch Free Willy a lot, and I thought it was funny to like swim underwater and get the water in my mouth, and then jump out of the water and blow it in people's faces. Like
that's actually
like a whale.
Really funny.
Did they think it was as funny as you did?
Oh, never. It hardly mattered to me.
You know, the worst thing about that is the fact that the water gets warm in your mouth, and then it's like, ugh.
Little did I know,
smells
it was
like
probably
your
mostly pee.
I prefer it that way.
Oh, it was pee?
I'm sure.
Yeah, because
have you ever read the statistics on public pools?
Yeah, 100%.
It's glowing yellow. That's how the lifeguards fill it.
I'm just going to say I don't think that's accurate.
Well, chlorine also.
It's chlorine in urine. Yes, thank you. 100%.
How many people did you know that were like, oh yeah, if you want to go swim in my pool, that's really cool, but just so you know, my dad puts this pill in there that if you pee, it'll stain your...
If that were true, I would make sure to pee in every pool.
I know, it's
just so I could see how cool it looks.
Well, like everybody does it.
It'll look awesome.
Hey, I don't swim in your toilet, why don't you not pee in my pool? Hey... Would you like to go swimming in my ool? Did you notice there's no pee in it? We'd like to keep it that way.
Do you guys ever go to the beach?
Is that a thing?
And yeah, I haven't seen those signs.
Do you guys ever go to the beach and you have to think of excuses to go in the water just because you have to pee really bad?
I always want to go to the beach and just stand on the side of the beach and just start peeing in the ocean.
Because there's no bathrooms, like, you have no other option.
Yeah, you're really
so it's like, oh, I have to go.
Yeah, but then you're risking,
for seashells.
Yeah, you're risking stepping on a horseshoe crab.
What would happen if you were, if you had, swim trunks on? Like, I say I'm at the beach, I'm wearing swim trunks and shit, and I just stand up and just start pissing myself. it's in the water. Like, I'll just, go ankle deep.
You'd be christened
just the rest
a hero.
Like, would they kick me off the beach for pissing in the ocean?
They
How
you,
would they
like,
prove it? Just be like, listen, it inhaled some water. I'm just releasing it.
My dick is like a whale.
Yeah.
Realistically,
it's just getting brilled.
Like,
it got the brill.
I couldn't just pull my dick out.
Sucked it through its baleen.
I couldn't just pull my dick out and piss in the ocean.
Right.
Then I get public nudity or something.
But definitely you can do it.
If I'm just in my shorts, just fucking...
Well, listen.
Hands on my hips, just fucking let it go. Just dripping down my thighs,
ugh,
down my calf.
Grossies.
Into the ocean. Back to the fish. The fish can breathe it.
They can breathe ammonia.
They don't breathe pee. If you pee in the ocean and the fish
breathe... Fish don't breathe anything.
Well, I mean, they cycle oxygen through their...
Their version of breathing, I think he means.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry, Dr. Kelsey.
Science.
Fish doctor.
Are you related to Dr. Quinn, medicine woman? I don't know.
All right, though, man. Thanks for ending my episode, Bill. We'll end on that.
BillyWitchDoctor.com deal mostly in chicken.
What?
nonsense words.
Because I have no idea what's coming out of your mouth right now.
It's been a long time.
You have anything to plug?
Do I?
That ass.
I plugged that ass up.
Yeah. Butt plug, Kelsey.
Oh. Huh.
I prefer to call them hiney plugs.
Have
you
ever, seems...
Yeah, you go to a like thrift store.
If you go to a thrift store and ask for hiney plugs, we're going to thrift store together more often.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow afternoon? Let's go to a thrift store and ask for hiney plugs.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. Now I'm sleeping. And then I'm writing an article tomorrow. Actually, I am. I'm writing an article about how the Pope is so fucking cool that it makes me want to be Catholic.
Oh. The new Pope.
So fucking cool.
I like the new Pope, but I mean, he's still a Pope, so I'm kind of against the shit. But.
Yeah, but he's like bringing it back.
I know.
But regardless. Know. Anyway, yeah. Let's.
All plugs. Right.
Yeah, plugs.
The Pope.
The letter red. Is that what you're writing the article for?
Yeah. plugs. I write stuff for theletterred.net. I shouldn't do that one first.
Why? Fuck it. It's my show, it's not your show. Do that one first.
No, well, I mean, like, I'm thinking of...
Look up Phil Gussman on thecolorblue.com.
Okay. Bill Russum. PopularOutcast.com. That's pretty much...
They've probably heard of that one.
Maybe. Maybe they haven't. How do you know?
I doubt I have any listeners that don't listen to you guys also.
How do you know?
I don't.
Ask them.
Let me ask you all a question.
Don't get racist. It's just
it all comes back to racist, y'all.
I say y'all a lot, though.
Yeah, I know.
I do say y'all a lot.
Me too. I prefer y'all. You know why? Because like, especially in a
saying
retail,
you all is just too difficult.
Yeah, I don't have time for that shit.
Or
well, no.
In
a retail setting, I prefer not referring to a group of people as guys.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So. I say y'all.
Yeah, I say y'all all the time.
Yeah, y'all looking for anything in particular?
Yeah.
If you need me, I'll be right over here. Jacking my dick.
Because I don't want to sound sexist.
Right, exactly.
I don't
want to
offend anyone.
Watching you jacking my dick. I'll just be jacking my dick. Keeping my eye on you.
On y'all.
As y'all do your little shopping.
So anyway.
Experience.
So,
Popular Outcast.
Phil Gussman on The Color Blue.
TheLetterRed.net.
Yeah, that one.
Several podcasts.
There's a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the network.
I gotta give the shout-outs. The official shout-outs, though, because they're my peoples. Popular Outcasts. Let's Get Twihearted. Serving Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Delusional Loners.
Mm-hmm.
No Particular Order.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did them in reverse alphabetical order.
I like it. Reverse Missionary.
I didn't, because I went with Twihearted as opposed to Let's Get Twihearted. That's reverse alphabetical order.
But anything else? Bands? You kind of plug your band.
Martian Conspiracy Theory.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The album is going to be called Run. The Martians are coming. There's an exclamation after Run.
Nice.
Because they're coming.
I'll run.
It's like super set, like ridiculous 60s sci-fi thing
space
we're
rock.
Going for. Yeah, space rock. Fuck it. Fuck it, baby.
I'm trying to think of other things that you should plug.
My Mom Official on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, check that shit out.
Yeah, you can check out Stand Up by all three of us.
Yeah.
Fun shit. Fun shit, son.
Mike's No Mic Open Mic. Check our show on Facebook also. Look it up. Follow it. Come to them. Don't heckle. God damn it.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up
for
real.
Shit.
What the fuck is
wrong? Talking to you, green shirt motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, why do you think it's okay to go to a place and just be like,
I know.
You know what? I'm just going to talk. Oh, there's people up there who've... Like, this is what pisses me off, is that these people don't realize that motherfuckers like us spend weeks... Or days, or hours, or even a moment of time to do something.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of courage. It's not like...
Yeah. And then you've got some dumb...
I'm with you.
Fucking...
I mean, I agree.
I steel myself against it for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one of those...
I don't come to his job and fucking piss on his glasses, but...
Yeah.
People are.
I don't come into his job and... take off his pants and spank him in front of his mammy.
Mammy. right, so my mom, podcast stuff, music stuff, and your writing stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else? You do a lot of stuff.
Do I do anything else?
Probably.
I probably do.
Suck that duck.
Yeah, baby. Like a pro.
That's what I've heard. But,
sucking on this glass dick right now. I just need that glass dick, baby. That's a euphemism for crack cocaine from the 90s. Ladies and gentlemen.
Alright. Kelsey Blue, what do you have
to Feel free to cut anything you want.
No, I don't edit. I'm just going to edit that one part out that I don't remember what it was. All so right. Fuck it. I'm just going to edit it out.
I guess I don't have anything really to plug compared to Bill.
Twitter.
My Twitter. It matters.
What's your Twitter?
Okay. It's Angelie K. A-N-G-E-L-E-A underscore K at the Twitter.
That's funny. You have a fun Twitter.
I do.
Thanks, guys.
You say words and they're fun.
Yeah, I put sentences together.
Very good sentences.
Thank you.
Never go over 140 characters, which is important on
Twitter. I never do. I know how to get my point across and under 140 characters, which I find is important.
Oh, did you want to plug your Twitter and that kind of shit?
I barely use it, but...
Yeah.
The underscore movie star.
I didn't know if you wanted to plug that. You really aren't on Twitter ever.
I know. I don't have time.
That's all I really have to plug.
Be my Kelsey friends on Blue. Snapback and Snapchat.
I snap like 5 people and like Mike Carpenter over here. I plug my
Snapchat like a son of a bitch.
Plug mine too.
Can I finish my plug? I'm about to plug myself as a person.
Fuck.
God damn it.
I want you bastards. To blacken my eye. I deserve it.
Put your glasses back on.
Got a zit right underneath where my glasses go.
Good. Covered up with your glasses.
I don't want to see that shit.
You look like an asshole without your glasses.
Can we just start over with her? Because I feel like it's such
a no, it's...
Oh, it's too late. I'm not editing, so...
Just that part with
you
the
You can start over, but it's just going to be saying twice.
Whatever, bitch. Aw. I'm sorry. Bitch.
It's okay. You're adorable. Bush.
Okay, but yeah, Kelsey Angelie Blue, archery instructor.
Yes.
Opera singer.
Yes.
Mike Carpenter's current girlfriend. Fish expert. And not such a good swimmer.
Rock climbing.
Oh, rock climbing. Yeah, that's it. There's nothing that I...
Tiny dancer.
Hold me closer.
You are a fun dancer, though.
Oh, yeah. I just jump around.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I mosh when it's not. Complete
disregard for anybody else's safety. Anyone else in the area doesn't fucking matter.
You're like a fucking projectile.
Yeah.
I am. That's
literally awesome. A human projectile.
You know, like, you know they tell you not to keep, like...
Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they tell you not to keep, like, Kleenex boxes in your car, because if you hit the brakes, it becomes a moving projectile and can kill you.
Really?
That's what she is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't keep her in
you're
my car.
You're a Kleenex box in a car. He makes me
wait outside. I keep her in bungee cords.
I keep her in my basement.
Roller skates. Where I belong.
Right, because it's, you know, it's 2014. You don't, like, women's rights. You know, certainly.
I know where I belong.
Yeah.
I bought the aprons.
It's a rollerblade?
I don't know.
Who rollerblades with aprons on?
Anyway, I don't know what
you're right. Ladies.
Anything else to plug?
No.
Are you even going to put this up? This is like...
Oh, yeah, this
I'm
is going
sorry.
Up.
Okay.
I need to put something up. This is it. I like this. This is fun. People listen to it. When they won't, fuck them.
Yeah.
If you made
I'll
this far,
I'll listen to it, but I'm good. Narcissistic.
Me too. Yeah, do you want to plug your Snapchat? Well, A, is your Snapchat, like, open to everybody? Like, or are you private?
As far as I know, let me double check.
Are you? Or you don't want to plug yours anyway, because you'll get creepy people.
I mean, I could.
I mean, if you don't want people, if you don't want creepos creeping on you.
I will look at all of your snaps, and I will send you snaps.
All right, well, I'll start plugging my shit. So, look me up on Facebook, mix up with Mike Carpenter, you'll find it. Oh, what else? If you want to send me any feedback and keep it private... email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. It's long and obnoxious. No one uses it, but whatever. I got the phone number for voicemails.
Can I say it?
Sure.
702-POD-CUNT.
That's right. 702-POD-CUNT. 702-P-O-D-C-U-N-T.
God,
check
so
that shit.
Hot.
Check it. Blah. Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Mike Shit. MikeSshit. Use it. Love it. Get it. I saw it. I looked at you really intensely when
tweet
I said
it.
That. tweet that shit.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, fudge. What else do I have?
Snapchat.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think if I have anything else before Snapchat. Snapchat's my favorite plug.
Yeah, I don't think... Well, you did the email.
I know, I have so many Twitter. Things. I mean, everyone knows the blog page, because that's probably how they found this. Mm-hmm. iTunes, you know, if you go on iTunes, look me up, rate, review, subscribe, help me out. You're not doing it, so it's fine. I've been at like 11 reviews since I started this, since like week 2.
Aww.
So pretty much, like, I don't even bother saying that one anymore because not listening.
That's bullshit.
It's fine. I don't care. But yeah, Snapchat. That's my favorite thing, and people do listen to Snapchat because I've had a lot of listeners. Like, I've had so many people, like, just randos add me on Snapchat. I've become like Snap friends with a bunch of them and shit. Like, they're pretty rad.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Snapchat, guys. I love Snapchat. I'm currently at 35,000 snaps.
God damn.
And growing.
God
and
damn.
Growing.
And growing.
What's that from? Flintstones Kids?
Yep. Oh, okay. Flintstones Vitamins, baby. Yeah. How do I find out what one of them snaps is?
Oh, go to your friend list, go to your name, click the little gear thing, go to best friends, it'll be the number.
God
damn. Or you can just go to your main snap screen and click
this. Whoa! It puts my real name on here?
It's only on your own phone.
Oh, okay. Go to my gear thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got 2,000.
2,000?
2,004.
I'm almost close to that. Just kidding, I'm 35,000. Suck it! Bam! Snapchat score.
Yeah.
But yeah, check me on Snapchat at MIUWMC, the abbreviation for mixing up with Mike Carpenter. Just add me. I'll add you back instantly, because if anyone adds me, I add them back. And I love Snapchat. Love that shit. And now, I don't live in a goddamn mountain, so I can fucking snap 24/7. Girl!
No more bar pictures. Well, those will be bar pictures.
Yeah, because I have been to the bar every day since I've been home, but, like...
Old habits die hard, baby.
I don't live there anymore, at least.
Still, waters run deep.
Yeah. Blood's thicker than water.
It's true.
Penny saved, penny earned.
Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
I was trying to think of that one. So you want to plug your Snapchat?
Yeah, it's crayon, K-R-E-A-Y-A-N. But it's pronounced crayon.
I love your snaps, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, because yours are like really artsy, but like they're like like ironically artsy.
Yeah.
Like, they're fun.
Like a picture of like a coffee mug.
Deep.
Hashtag deep.
Hashtag deep.
Yeah.
I like one of you and with like your mustache, and you have like some filter into that, just a hashtag sex.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom. I don't know, it was just fun.
Yeah.
I think that was the background of my phone for a while.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Song?
Thug life. Yeah. I've got a Brett in my hair.
Oh, yeah. Just,
that's how I sleep.
Any listeners who do add me on Snapchat, I will screenshot you if you send me something funny or naked.
Yeah, I'm a screenshotter too. And you know what? I mean, like,
if you're male, I'll send a screenshot. You're naked. I'll screenshot females.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Males don't count.
Yeah.
Balls. I send balls pictures out. I haven't sent balls pictures in a long time.
You haven't? I haven't gotten any.
I feel bad now. I have a girlfriend. I have to be respectful.
Yeah. No more balls.
No more balls.
Sorry,
ladies. These nuts is taken.
I don't think that, like... We should also point out that we're not, like, dickheads who think that, like, there's something wrong with nudity either, and, like, are going to turn it over to the FBI or try to blackmail you. Whatever. But don't send me nudes. That's fucking weird.
Oh, no. No.
I mean,
I just feel
send
like
me a
I'm
picture
no longer,
in a porno magazine.
Yeah, I'm no longer single. I feel bad if I get naked pictures now, so don't fucking do it. I have told ladies, no more nudes, pleasies.
Pleasies.
I am taken... No longer interested in your
junk.
Yeah, your junk.
Downstairs mix up.
What if they take pictures of you in a? What if they send you photos from a pornographic magazine? Would that be?
That'll just be weird.
Yeah, but what if it was them in the pornographic? I don't know. Making up this weird scenario.
Don't send me nudes.
It's very meta.
Unless it's funny.
Zero nudes.
I'm fine with funny nudes. I don't think funny nudes are offensive. Are funny nudes fine?
He'll show them to you.
I don't think you really care either way.
I don't really care either
way. No, I know. I don't think I'd feel bad. I would feel fine getting funny news. If you're sending me pictures of your balls and you're going to draw pictures on them, then it's awesome.
Yeah.
But don't, like, all, like, Sup, bro?
Do you remember before we were dating and before we really knew each other that well, you accidentally sent me
I know.
A picture of your balls dressed as a Halloween, no, Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I tried. I made sure to never send her pictures of my balls because I wouldn't be a creepo.
Right.
And I accidentally clicked her on one and sent her the Thanksgiving turkey balls.
I think you sent that to Strasser also, and he was like...
Oh, I sent everything to him on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that one, like one of his jokes in the stand-up thing was like, it's pretty sad. Your sex life is pretty sad when the only person who sexed me is Mike Carpenter.
Yeah. That was very good.
Truth.
Hashtag truth.
I love hashtags. That's my favorite.
Me too.
I wish you used them.
I don't use them.
But yours are funny without them, though. Like,
yeah, I can
like, hear. I had one today. Like, I tweeted today, just use a little boy's room, didn't see any little boys, hashtag disappointment. the hashtags to me are what makes my tweets fun.
That's what they're supposed to be.
I do Twitter for the trophies.
See, I told you.
Oh, yeah, ice cream. I have all of mine.
Thanksgiving!
I can
show you his balls. You've seen them. What did you...
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, poor guy. Everything okay with you guys? I mean,
they're just balls dressed as a turkey.
Yeah, it's creative.
Like, I don't want to look at them.
It's creative. That's
sorry.
Art.
Sorry, don't find my balls beautiful, Kelsey.
Jesus. They were smooth as
mug. I guess we have some things to talk about on the way home.
Them shits was smooth as a mug.
This podcast is crashing and burning.
Yeah, let's just...
The sign-up is taken, like...
Let's just go take a nap, guys.
Yeah.
Regroup. Need it.
Word.
All right, well, thanks for listening, listeners. Hooray!
Yeah!
Woo!
Whee! I need a cigarette again.
Yeah, let's go
smoke. I'm out of cigarettes, aren't I? Or are you out of
You're
cigarettes?
You're out of cigarettes, yeah.
I'm out of cigarettes.
You gotta go to the stove?
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Yeah, I have money.
Yeah, but... poof. I've been so broke this week. Moving broke my ass.
That's what it does.
I know. But whatever, I don't know why I'm talking about this right now. Alright, so thanks for listening. Hooray, we'll talk about sad real life shit off recorder.
Here's a question. Why can't you just stop it now, and then when you put this up, not put this part up?
I'm putting all this up.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm not cutting anything.
So I definitely shouldn't talk about my genital wart. I only have one.
Our genital wart.
sorry.
It's Gertrude. I was going to say Yancy.
Yancy?
The genital wart.
Oh, I thought you said Yancy.
I did, Yancy.
Yancy?
Yancy.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Y-A-N-C-Y.
Is that a name?
Yancy? Yeah. Remember the show Doug? On Nickelodeon?
Doug.
Do you remember Doug?
Yes, I remember Doug.
Yeah, you know what his middle name was? Yancey. Douglas Yancey Funny.
Oh, it's good that you grew up and got friends.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Apply cool water to burned area.
Boom. Roasted.
Thanks for listening, listeners.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Hashtag, go fuck yourself. Not really. But anyway. Yay!
The wall just closed in.
Can we get some yays? That's how I was ending.
Yay! And
it just fades out. Ooh. It's still fading, technically.
That was fading.